Time once again for our Friday market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we do each and every Friday here on KTIC. Chad Moyer with you, and Roy, let's go ahead and dive right into the markets, because I think there is a fair amount to talk about here this week. With one exception, a milestone, the soybeans on the Roy Ranch are in the ground, huh?
That is correct. Actually, they've been in the ground about 8 days now, so... what I'm wanting now is rain, because it is dry on top here and some of the beans need rain to germinate. So we got our fingers crossed. We usually get it. Hopefully we do it this time.
You made a comment before we went on the air that question mark about moisture for germination, you haven't had to think about that here in years past, huh?
Really haven't. Most years our concern is, can we get the beans planted between rain showers so that they have a chance to come up. And that's just one of those things that this year we had some rain early, but we haven't had any recently. And not worrying about the moisture in the soil maybe didn't get them planted as deep as they should have, and so we're kind of needing the rain to green those fields up.
Let's go ahead and go jump into the markets here, and it was a pretty interesting week, I would say, Roy. All the markets took a beating, and they kind of did in their own turn. It looked like when corn was up, beans were down. When beans were up, corn was down. That's kind of the story of the week, huh?
It really was, and, the thing about both of them, both the corn and soybean markets are pretty much following the normal seasonal price patterns that we expect this time of the year. Made some notes here before we started talking that old crop corn has dropped 52 cents in the last 6 days. Old crop soybeans have dropped $1.33 in the last 23 days, and so on down the line. And so, one goes up, the other goes down, but the net result is they both end up lower than they started.
And I think you can't really ignore the outside markets this week because Greece was back in the news, and crude oil has sold off just a ton. And, when the dollar goes up, things get expensive on the world market.
They do. I kind of watch the gasoline market. It seems like my wife and I burn quite a bit of gasoline. I have grandkids in Lincoln, and we do some other things that involve traveling. And every time we go past the gas pump, we kind of cross our fingers. And all at once, yesterday I see the price for ethanol gas in the local convenience store, $3.33. It's been sitting right around $3.50, so that $3.33 is the cheapest it's been in quite a while. And I say, it's about time with the price of crude oil and the price of ethanol going down like it has been. It's about time we see the price of gas go down also.
Now, you said this, what we've seen happen in the markets is usually what we see this time of year. If you look at it time of year in terms of what we've done, i.e. gotten most of the crops planted, then it shouldn't really be a surprise, should it, Roy?
It shouldn't be a surprise. There's a term called risk premium that economists use to describe why the grain markets are higher in April and May. And as the crop gets planted and the growing conditions move along, some of that risk premium goes away, and consequently some of the price goes away. And all you have to do is look at a chart of old crop soybeans, and you can see quite a bit of the price has gone away there, even though they're old crop, and we already know how big that is. But the new crop has pretty much followed right along with that also.
So what's the opposite of risk premium? Would you call that a weather scare?
Well, it is, and that would be the next big thing to watch for. And just looking at the charts of the early summer low, as I call it, traditionally has come sometime the last week in May or occasionally up into June. And so seeing the market go down this week is not unusual, and seeing it go down next week wouldn't be unusual if that, in fact, that happens. But you want to be aware that in 9 years out of 10, you get the weather rally caused by something, and who knows, but this year it could very well be early dry growing conditions, realizing that you guys up there got pretty decent rain this week, but we down here we didn't even get a clap of thunder. So yeah, there's the opposites, and we probably will get the opposite sometime, but who knows when. You know, that's a big question mark.
I think maybe the question for soybeans could be, you know, we've heard talk this spring that the spring was so fast, wheat is coming off very quickly. Let's go ahead and put soybeans behind it. But the question is it going to be wet enough for those soybeans?
Well, that's a good theory. And if you go south of the border into Kansas or Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas, they have a long enough growing season. A lot of times that works. Pretty unusual to see it work in Nebraska. You know, it's just too risky of having a early frost, or as you said, putting the soybeans in the ground, but there's no moisture there to germinate them. And we to make that double crop thing work, we really need to have those beans germinate right away and get some growth on them before the hot, dry weather in August.
All right, as we wrap up here this morning, Roy, any final things that we should be looking at?
Well, we've seen the market sell off quite a bit, and personally, I got most of my grain sold that I wanted to get sold, and so the next thing to do is not get impatient, but look for that weather rally, and if you got all your old crops sold, you won't look at the weather rally for making forward contracts for new crop, and if you don't have all the old crop sold, why, that's when you try to get it done.
And Roy, for folks that want more information, they can get that how?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Appreciate it much, and we'll visit with you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
As do I. Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday here on KTIC.